In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. Cybercrime, how reverse lenders can protect themselves. Would a retirement plan without a reverse mortgage stand up in a court? Parent company no longer looking to sell their reverse mortgage division, and Inspector General looking into Secretary Carson's family ties at HUD. You're listening to episode 506 for Monday, March 5th. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. The news cycle has centered, at least in the last year, on the Russians' alleged quote-unquote hacking of our electoral system. Well, when it comes to cyber attacks, businesses and reverse mortgage lenders should be concerned and take proactive actions. Earlier this month at Reverse Vision's UserCon in San Diego, Justin Kirsch, the founder of an information and technology security company, Access Business, said, "The bulk of hacks that end up with data breaches are coming from phishing attacks. They're more like your marketing team than a hacking team. Mortgage companies are being targeted. Phishing schemes are emailing every loan officer at a company asking for their username and password. Then they just log straight into your system." And when we talk about phishing, it is those emails that ask you to reset your password for your email platform or other technologies. Of course, they pretend to be them under false pretenses. Why do they hack? Kirsch says they can prey on your clients, taking out loans in their name or stealing money. Kirsch says there's two ways that lenders and brokers can better protect their clients' data. One is two-factor authentication, where it sends you a text to another device to ensure that you do, in fact, wish to change your password. The other is to store information in the cloud instead of on devices, also updating software with the operating system updates and making sure that the computers and laptops are at least 2 years old or newer. Would a retirement plan without a reverse mortgage hold up under the court scrutiny? A recent Forbes article describes one scenario that financial planners could face. Columnist Robert Laura describes his recent experience as an expert witness in a court case. He says that attorneys and judges are not financial advisors, but they may have a solid grasp of basic concepts of financial planning. He said he found himself needing to explain every minor detail, including the assumptions of his financial plan for a client and also what-if scenarios. To start, he says, "I had to explain why I did not include a client's equity in their primary residence with other assets." He said, "Yes, it is an asset, but they also need a place to live during retirement. Whether they stay put or use equity to downsize and eliminate their mortgage, you just can't throw every asset into the mix for retirement income." This, however, is a straw man argument. No one is saying that every asset should be utilized in retirement, but it should at least be considered. Now, he does admit that a client could use a reverse mortgage at some point in the future, but most do not want to rely on that as a strategy, he says, to get them through retirement. We'll keep our eyes open for any cases that have reverse mortgages, whether they're questioned as not being included in a retirement plan or those who are serving as an expert witness, such as the case of our columnist, Robert Laura. The parent company of one reverse lender is no longer looking to sell off their reverse mortgage division. Months later, after announcing the potential sale and also looking for buyers of their reverse mortgage lending business, Ocwen Financial has, well, changed their mind. Ocwen Financial is the parent company of Liberty Home Equity Solutions. The CEO of Ocwen, Ron Ferris, said on the company's fourth quarter earnings call, "After a strategic review, we have decided to remain in the reverse mortgage lending business and are excited about its future coming off a strong year in 2017. This is a notable change in strategy. Of course, they had teased about a potential sale back in October. Now, they did admit, quote, "It is a challenging environment for reverse mortgages. Some of HUD's rule changes that went into effect last year are expected to reduce volumes in 2018, but we still believe that we have one of the premier platforms and are excited about that business going forward," said Ferris. And in our last story from CNN, the Inspector General is examining Secretary Ben Carson's family ties or possible conflicts of interest at HUD. The Department of Housing and Urban Development's Inspector General is looking into the role that HUD Secretary Ben Carson's family is playing at the agency, according to a spokesman who commented to CNN. CNN reports it was actually Ben Carson who called earlier in the month for their inspector general to review the role that his family is playing at the department after a Washington Post article that exposed that HUD officials are expressing their concerns, at least ethical ones, about the role. Carson's son and daughter-in-law helped to organize a listening tour for the agency in Baltimore last summer. Carson did ask for the IG or the inspector general investigation after media reports about the Baltimore listening tour. Carson said, "In my role as HUD secretary, I try to be as inclusive as possible and talk with a wide variety of people because when it comes to increasing access to affordable housing, no rock should remain unturned," said Carson in a statement earlier this month. "From my very first day at HUD, I have insisted that HUD operate in an open and ethical manner in every way. To clear up any suspicion, I am calling for the HUD Inspector General to review this matter." That wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Be sure to watch our video commentary and analysis at HECMworld.com and go to ReverseFocus.com for a further description of our products and services that help reverse mortgage professionals. Again, thank you for listening, and don't forget, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you here next week.